This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multi-developmental projects in Delhi worth over 12,200 crore rupees today. A 13-kilometer stretch of the Delhi-Ghaziabad-Meerut-Namo Bharat corridor between Saibabad and New Ashok Nagar, worth around 4,600 crore rupees, will also be inaugurated by the Prime Minister. He will also undertake a ride on the Namo Bharat train from Saibabad RRTS station to New Ashok Nagar RRTS station. Mr. Modi will also inaugurate a 2.8 kilometer stretch between Janakpuri and Krishna Park of Delhi Metro Phase 4, worth around 1,200 crore rupees. Besides, PM Modi will lay the foundation stone of the 26.5 kilometer Rutala Kundli section of the Delhi Metro Phase 4, worth around 6,230 crore rupees. This corridor will connect Rutala in Delhi to Nathupur Kundli in Haryana. He will also lay the foundation stone for the new state-of-the-art building for the Central Ayurveda Research Institute, CARI, at Rohini, New Delhi. Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology, Ashwini Vaishnav, has highlighted that draft Digital Personal Data Protection Rules 2025 have provisions to protect citizens' data and safeguard their rights. Talking exclusively to Akashwani News yesterday, the minister said that the draft rules consist of three major components. These are the provisions to protect the personal data of citizens, the measures to prevent digital risks that children may face, and the provisions to enable citizens to easily exercise their rights. Mr. Vaishnav further said these rules are pragmatic and balanced. The Union Health Ministry convened a joint monitoring group meeting in view of rising cases of respiratory illnesses in China in the past few weeks. The meeting was held under the chairmanship of the Director General of Health Services in New Delhi yesterday. After detailed discussions and based on the currently available information, it was agreed that the situation in China is not unusual in view of the ongoing flu season. The ministry said in a statement that it is closely monitoring the situation in China through all available channels, and the World Health Organization has been requested to share timely updates regarding the situation. Uttar Pradesh government will promote Mahakumbh Mela 2025 at the International Tourism Fair in Spain. Mahakumbh Mela will be presented as a cultural heritage of humanity, highlighting its spiritual, historical and cultural significance. Uttar Pradesh Tourism Department has prepared a plan to present the grandeur of Mahakumbh on the global stage, ensuring maximum visibility at the International Tourism Fair in Madrid. Invites will also be sent to people from across the world to experience this magnificent event, while also showcasing other diverse tourism offerings and special attractions of Uttar Pradesh. The tourism fair will feature thematic grand pavilions focusing on Mahakumbh 2025 and Uttar Pradesh's rich cultural legacy. Engagement will also be established with various tourism sector representatives, including tour operators from host countries and neighboring regions. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan will arrive in New Delhi today on a two-day visit to India to hold talks with National Security Advisor Ajit Doval. The two leaders are expected to discuss a wide range of issues, including space, defense, and strategic technology cooperation, to shared security priorities in the Indo-Pacific and beyond. In Test cricket, India have set a target of 162 runs before Australia on day 3 of the 5th and final Test match of Border Gavaskar Trophy in Sydney. The visitors resumed their second innings this morning from their overnight score of 141 for 6. However, they could add only 16 runs to the scoreboard before being bowled out for 157 runs. For Australia, Sort Bolin took 6 wickets, a skipper Pat Cummins bagged 3. In hockey, India League team Gonasika secured their first win in the tournament, beating Hyderabad Tufans 3-1 at the Birsa Munda Hockey Stadium in Rourkela last evening. While in another match, Srachi Rar Bengal Tigers clinched a comfortable 4-1 win against the Delhi SG Pipers at the same venue. And that is the end of this news bulletin.